Good morning. Today is Friday, August 21st, 236th day of the new year. Joining us this morning, Arcata City Manager Karen Diemer. Good morning.
Good morning. It's good to start Friday here.
Yeah. No traffic updates this morning, right?
Yeah. Traffic's flowing smooth on 101 and Old Arcata Road.
Good deal. Our quote this morning comes from Napoleon Bonaparte, noted philosopher. There are two levers for moving people, interest and fear.
And when you got both of them together,
yeah. Oh, boy. So school's starting.
School is starting.
The big school, not the little schools.
Yep. Humboldt State University has had move-in all week.
Yeah. What does that do to the dynamics for the various departments in the city?
Besides just all the lines being really long at the grocery stores, which is exciting to see them all stocking their cupboards. You know, for the most part, the city just looks for ways that we can try to welcome the students into the city, you know, so just trying to make sure that things are running as smoothly as they can as they come in. We try to get our construction projects finished up. We had a couple of major ones this year that we were able to complete and get most of those roads open, but we do have, we pushed off our paving project to the end of the summer to try to get the major projects completed, so we have had a couple of just controlled traffic one way here or there, but we really try to keep that to a minimum as students start to come and move in.
So the preconceived notions that all students are on bicycles and skateboards and walk isn't necessarily the case?
Well, once they move in, they've got to bring the initial load up.
Yeah.
And HSU is the largest freshman class I think they've seen in a long time. A little over 1,500 students are moving in this week.
So most of those are living on campus?
HSU can house about 2,000 on campus, and they've got a estimated attendance of about 8,500 this year. So that's still a lot of students.
It's kind of like the old days when you and I were going through.
Yeah, I know. So true.
Yeah. Yeah, this experience thing kind of rears its ugly head every once in a while, doesn't it?
But I did hear a comment, you know, they've built a lot of new dorms and things are walk-ups on campus, but apparently they had the soccer team and a couple of the other larger clubs on campus that were available to help students move and walk, you know, the mini refrigerators and the larger furniture. So I just had a couple of parents comment of how fantastic that was, that they came ready to move their student in, but how thankful they were for the soccer player that would carry the heavy thing up the third stories.
Yeah, understandable. KINS News and Information Time, it's 8:19.
Never heard us before, because we're something brand new. It's called Destination Radio. If you live in Ferndale or Gold Beach, Blue Lake or Klamath, Brookings or Eureka, you'll be looking for someplace different to take the family, something special to do next weekend. The best destinations for day trips and overnights, for hiking or biking, for beachcombing or birdwatching, and you'll turn to us for ideas, because you're the reason we're here, to help you find your close-to-home destination. Stay, play, and relax with us. Destination Radio.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:24. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Karen Diemer. So, Karen, the influence of the university, I know a lot of people kind of either bank hard on it or kind of dismiss it. You know, you kind of have ends of the spectrum. You don't have anybody really kind of, well, yeah, there's a little bit, but it may not be quite to the same extent that everybody. How do you quantify what the impact of the school is? Because some live in town, some don't.
Mm-hmm.
Some are young and spend like crazy, and some are on a shoestring. I mean, how do you determine what the real impact is to the city? Is it all sales tax?
I think it's sales tax, but really it's the employer base for us. You know, I mean, the students will come and go, and rental market is what the rental market is in any college town. But it's the employer base for, you know, those very, very good state full-time jobs that then, you know, a lot of those families live and raise families in Arcata.
How do you determine that?
Well, I don't know if we've ever really put a number to the value in the economy of Humboldt State University in our history, but I think we've got a lot of businesses that certainly this week have been gearing up, and I know that our downtown Main Street has done a whole little program to try to welcome students and their families with discounts to come to the downtown.
Oh, the little packet
thingies. That they have been trying to attract those students to come to the downtown area. And we've made a lot of efforts in the downtown area in terms of enforcement and our plaza patrol and trying to, you know, regenerate some interest on the plaza to come and take a look at, you know, sort of the improvements that Main Street
has made.
Keep
the parents okay, comfortable. Yeah, I got that game.
Yeah.
Has the walking scenery improved in the last couple of months?
You know, the plaza feels very, very safe to me. I'm down there quite a bit. I shop there quite a bit. I cross through there all the time. And it seems to me that the city did kind of this trial of a new smoking ordinance, which, you know, we all kind of wondered, is this just too outlandish to even be considering? Because it was this concept, I think it was dubbed, you have to exercise to smoke. Because the concept is that there really is no smoking in any city right-of-way, street, alley, parking lot, sidewalk, unless you're moving actively from point A to point B. And we've actually found that to be very effective. If our officers can go up to, you know, a group that's smoking and say, hey, I won't cite you for smoking if you're moving. You know, if you just keep moving around, you know, take a walk around the block if you want to have your cigarette, and then, you know, you can
take your sleeping bag with you.
Right. Well. So that seems to actually have made a difference.
I would think anything that requires activity, just kind of stir, I mean, almost literally, but stir things up enough so that you don't get the sedentary, the plop, which I think was probably the genesis of that whole anti-loitering thing that got blown up in court. It was just, you know, if you're moving, it's not, you're not a permanent block.
Right.
To the sidewalk,
right.
To the
to
alley,
people that
to the
want
business,
a shop to come through. Yeah.
To anything, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, I think things are improving. I think Main Street's made a big effort to get out and try to have some events to start to bring people back to the plaza. Our city recreation department has started to schedule more things like Tai Chi and stuff on the plaza during certain times to, you know, everyone in Arcata has always said if we could just have the farmer's market atmosphere every day on the plaza, you know, then that would be perfect. So the idea is to bring more activity down to the plaza. It just brings that, you know, kind of atmosphere with it.
You sure that people weren't wanting to have six Saturdays a week?
Yeah. Well, it seems like a good ulterior motive to me, but.
Are there a lot of small towns that are able to have that kind of level of activity on a daily basis? Yeah, I mean, you still got the segment of town that works, so they're not available to be able to participate. It's not really an older community like some of the others in the area are, so that it's not a huge retirement population. How do you try to figure out what the events are to attract people so that you do have somebody there instead of just city staff?
Right. No, we have, I think, in all of our programs, we've got segments of our community, whether they're, you know, the retiring generation that does seem to be retiring at a younger age. And we do seem to have a lot of people relocate to our areas that, you know, are in their late 50s, early 60s, that still have large interest in active lifestyles. That will come out and participate in activities like that. Students certainly have very varying activities, you know, or schedules throughout the day. So we also see a student population draw down to the plaza and to the shopping that they'll do midday so that when they're cramming at night, they don't have time, you know. So it seems, you know, you've got to schedule them right, a lot around the lunch hours. A lot of staff, I think, especially in the retail business, vary their lunch hours. So some will go 11 to 12, 12 to 1, 1 to 2, and you kind of have that three-hour block that you can, you know, draw people to the plaza as well. So we're looking at all those opportunities.
Obviously, you can see that it's working, and you can feel that it's working.
Mm-hmm.
Do you really care about the comments one way or the other? I mean, if you get other forms of feedback that are showing positive, do you wait based on letters that say, hey, this is a good thing?
Yeah, we love to hear letters that say this is a good thing. you know, the biggest concern for me has always been whether or not you really have a safety issue or you just have a perception of a safety issue. But if the answer is yes to either of those, it affects the businesses. Yeah. So the perception for me of the plaza is just as important as the actual situation on the plaza.
KINS News and Information Time, it's 8:30.
We do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:35. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Karen Diemer. Karen, last thing on the plaza, then we can move on to some of the other stuff that you're wrestling with and having fun with. What's the biggest issue in downtown right now?
The downtown is actually, I think, doing pretty well. We've had new businesses coming online. We've got, for years, decades and decades, there was a gap on the north side of the plaza, and the Alibi has expanded. And is building in there. We have a large building that's going to go where the old Marinos was. That has all been approved and is getting under construction.
Sprinklers?
full new code, yep.
if anybody is unfamiliar with it, it burnt down.
It burnt, yeah.
Kind of spectacularly.
It did.
15,
one of our, yeah. I mean, all that old redwood construction around the plazas.
Yeah.
One of the many reasons, many good reasons, that the fire department decided to stay located so close to the plaza.
Yeah, I found out something that burns more quickly than old dry redwood.
Uh-oh.
Manzanita.
Ah,
in
yes.
Wilderness areas.
Yes.
Yeah. Hopefully that'll be taken care of,
We've
too.
We've all learned that hard lesson this year, I think.
Do you guys manage the... I know this is going to sound weird. Manage the community forest?
Yeah, I would say we actively manage the community forest in terms of, you know, both our forest practices, but also in terms of construction of the recreational trails and, you know, making sure that we're eliminating small skid trails that are heading off and...
Scrub brush and things like that. Mm-hmm. Fuel load, I think, is what
they do. A lot of thinning in certain areas where we need to, especially right around the residential areas of the community forest.
Yeah, I would think that would be a huge, huge thing because you don't want places for people to hide in if they're so inclined.
Mm-hmm.
But also with the examples we have all around us.
Mm-hmm. We do. Yeah, we've been very lucky on the coast, and we do still have obviously higher moisture contents in our forest here on the coast than they do even 10 miles inland.
I'm not. Rich, could you look up the Shelter Cove fire? I know it was at 300-plus acres yesterday.
Mm.
Just all of a sudden, you know, a camper kind of a thing. So even though it's on the coast,
mm-hmm.
you know, I don't know if it got punched out or not.
We were between here and Crescent City yesterday in the morning with the fog. I mean, it felt like a natural foggy morning in Humboldt County again, but it really brought that smoke down. I mean, you could really smell the smoke, and by noon, as things dissipated, that smell was gone. But
so you get up close to Gold Beach or Yaski,
and then that smell doesn't go away.
No. The winds could be 100 miles an hour. It's not going to necessarily disappear on you. You mentioned that you had a couple different projects, and I know that there was a little bit of ballyhoo about the trail.
Mm-hmm.
Being put in, we've seen some of the work going on along some of the stretches of it. Is that completed? Close to completion?
Very close to completion. Very on schedule. The contractors for both are Foster Avenue, which has a piece of road plus a piece of the trail, and then the remainder of the trail that heads down L Street and Arcata is a separate contract. And both of those contractors have until October 15th to finish those projects, including electrical and lighting and so forth. But all of it is paved at this point. People are on it every single day, certainly. So there is still some work to finish up, some striping and lighting and so forth. But it is exciting. We are encouraging people to get out and see it, encouraging people to get out and see Foster Avenue before it opens to traffic, because it's a fun area to walk right now while it's still closed to traffic.
There's no truth to the rumor that there's a beer brewery at the end of Foster?
No truth yet.
Okay,
no.
Okay.
No.
Just double checking.
No, the city has closed escrow on two major pieces of property that were remaining redevelopment agency pieces of property. One is at the foot of Foster. Foster and Alliance, and then the other, we call them Twin Parks, so it's a lower Twin Parks at Foster and Alliance, and then upper Twin Parks that really goes along the new Foster Avenue up to Sunset. But those are both slated for multifamily housing and have been for a long, long time in the city's general plan. And so
is that the phrase, the high density stuff that you hear about every once in a while? Is this the low economic thing? Is this student housing? Is it Palisades?
Yeah, there'll be private developments. So what we've seen so far is it'll be mixed individual units and then some two- or three-bedroom units. So both of them will be mixed. But between the two, I mean, we don't know. We haven't seen final designs yet. But I would estimate somewhere between, 150 and 180 new housing units.
Yeah. That's a pretty significant
between the two properties, yeah.
So are you hoping that it allows housing prices to stay where they are and attract people into the city? Or are you hoping that because there's more supply, that some of the housing prices will go down and instead of having renter occupied, you'll have a little bit more owner occupied?
Part of the strategy has been to make affordable housing near the campus where students can walk, so that they're not as inclined to bring cars, they're not as inclined to, spread out as much into the single family residential neighborhood. So in the beginning visioning of the general plan, that is why several of these properties were zoned in this way.
Yeah, you're not up for election.
Yeah.
It's always interesting when you ask a yes, no, what you get.
Yeah.
KINS, News and Information Time, hits 8:41. We'll be back with more from Karen Diemer.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka. Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 8:46. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Karen Diemer. Karen, you had mentioned some of the priority paving projects were pushed back. Now, I guess we can say that's one of the benefits of not having rains hit in October.
Yes.
Okay, dandy. What's out there that's pending that you're hoping to get to before the construction season's done?
Well, we just started last week, so we're doing what we call grind and inlay, which is kind of prep for the final paving that will come in September and October.
That's the grooves?
Mm-hmm, where you go in and really cut out the bad areas and try to prep them. So major sections actually along Elkwood Boulevard, along Spear Avenue, 14th Street in Arcata. And then we do actually a regional combined bid for, we kind of just call it slurry, but it's just paving. And so that will come in between the county and the city of Eureka and the city of Arcata. We try to get the best price going in together. So that was just awarded. The county took the lead on that bid this year, and that was just awarded. So we will have that paving come through Arcata in between mid-September and early October. And it's actually a very narrow window. We actually do target that September-October time frame. because of the historic temperatures and moisture content to do that work. So
did the bid come in, or are you guys paying what you were budgeting?
Yeah, prices came in really well. We've had very good success with pooling all of our projects together.
$45 a barrel.
Yeah. And it's, it really has been the city's Measure G monies. The taxpayers, voted in Measure G, which was in part to fund paving. And so we have set aside from those Measure G funds, which go into our general fund, about $1 million every year to continue paving in Arcata. And so that is our project for this year out of those Measure G funds.
Is $1 million a year what it should be? Or does that allow you to at least tread water?
It is allowing us to catch up a little bit. We've got a lot of deferred maintenance, but we are also a small city, and this size project is something we certainly can handle every year, and it's at least allowing us to start to hit some of the worst spots.
Well, that's what I noticed. The three streets that you said are all pretty major thoroughfares,
right?
That if you threw in buttermilk, it'd be,
yeah,
you wouldn't have any issues left,
right? Oh, I'll get a couple more calls today.
And they won't be for me.
Yeah. I know you've already got your vote in.
Well, it's interesting, and I flash back to Dave Tooley. So what's that, mid-80s,
mm-hmm.
early 80s?
Yeah.
And Dave said that, there are two things that a lot of potential business people and potential residents look at. Condition of the gutters, the weeds in the gutters, and condition of the streets.
Mm-hmm.
The other stuff, is the field mowed often enough at the ballpark? Yeah, I mean, they're not focusing on that. But streets are tangible. Gutters are really an indication.
Mm-hmm.
So I think stuff like this, everybody's got to be pretty excited about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No. We don't ever get complaints about the fact that we're paving someone's road.
Yeah.
But then I also wanted to mention that this weekend is the Creamery District's Art and Market. They're having a really big annual event this year. It starts Friday night, goes through the whole weekend up in the Creamery District in Arcata. The Flynn.
That's where the old Creamery building?
The old Creamery building, and it kind of circles from that. They've got a big circus tent up, and the Flynn Family Circus will be performing tomorrow night. They also have kind of a large, apparently spectacular shadow puppet show that starts late tonight at about 9 o'clock down there in the Creamery District. So they just have a lot of fun events, very family-oriented, and
very
creative.
Good timing going up against the county fair, too.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming by, Karen. Join us Monday morning for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out and make it a good day. Huxley, we'll see you tomorrow morning.